Orissa's coalition government has told India's Supreme Court that compensation for demolished churches during anti-Christian violence in the state cannot be granted. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Religious persecution struck India's eastern Orissa state late August when Christians were blamed for the murder of a radical Hindu leader, which Maoists have since claimed responsibility for. Nearly 2 months of anti-Christian violence followed, leaving dozens of Christian homes and institutions in dire need of repair. But the BJD-BJP coalition government claims that compensation to religious institutions is against the state's secular policy.
If that doesn't matter, we will bring it to the court and we will demand for compensation of all this.
Archbishop Raphael Keenath of Kutakbu Banishwar in Orissa State has appealed to India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh.
I have requested a compensation for all the damages that we have suffered. And I'm hopeful that we will get it.
In addition to the destruction of property, tens of thousands of Christians fled their homes to take refuge in government-run camps and now refuse to go back for fear of continuing religious persecution by the local Hindu community.
If they go, they will be forced to become Hindus. If they are Christians having property, they will be forced to surrender their property to the Hindus.
Although the violence has quelled in Orissa, sporadic attacks continue. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.